Isaiah 59 corresponds with James. Isaiah 59 describes human wickedness and God's judgment. Isaiah 59:21. My words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord. James tells us how vehement the old creation is, and also speaks of God's judgment. James 3 verses 8 through 9. The tongue, therewith bless we God, even the Father. Isaiah 60 corresponds with 1 Peter. Isaiah 60 verse 2 describes the holy nation Israel. Thy people also shall be all righteous. 1 Peter 2:9 refers to the holy nation Israel. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. Isaiah 60 verse 18. Thou shalt call thy walls salvation. 1 Peter 1:5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Isaiah 60 verse 18. Thou shalt call thy gates praise. 1 Peter 1 verse 7. Be found unto praise at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And 1 Peter 2 9. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Isaiah 61 corresponds with 2 Peter. Isaiah 61 2 refers to the day of vengeance, the day of vengeance of our God. 2 Peter 3:10 speaks of Christ coming in judgment as a thief in the night, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Isaiah 61 verses 3 through 11 speaks of millennial peace and blessing. 1 Peter 3:18 is an admonition to look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Isaiah 62 corresponds with 1 John. Isaiah 62 describes Israel as a new creation possessing eternal life. 1 John is the book of eternal life. Isaiah 63 corresponds with 2 John. Isaiah 63 describes the judgment of the false teachers and the Antichrist, and the praise and prayer of the remnant who were liberated through the truth and learned to know him who is love and truth. In 2 John, the love of the truth is emphasized, also a warning against the false teachers and the Antichrist. Isaiah 64 corresponds with 3 John. In Isaiah 64, God's truth revealed to penitent Israel that their righteousness was as filthy rags. Therefore, they continued their earnest prayer and also acknowledged and appropriated God as their Father and their Potter. But we all are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, Isaiah 64, 6. And, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou our Potter, and we all are the work of thy hand, Isaiah 64, verse 8. In 3 John, the word truth is emphasized 6 times. 3 John describes various characteristics of people, both good and bad. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. 3 John 1, verse 11. Isaiah 64. Be not wroth very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we all are thy people. Isaiah 65 corresponds with Jude. We see in Isaiah 65 and in Jude the wickedness of religious humanity and the wickedness of satanic forces described. Also seen in Isaiah 65 and Jude are the victories of Christ's second coming. Isaiah 66 corresponds with Revelation. Isaiah 66 describes whom the Lord chooses, whom he refuses, and the blessings upon the chosen, also the final destiny of both. It is the culmination of God's doings, even as is Revelation. We see the man-child in Isaiah 66, 7. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. And in Revelation 12, 5, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. We see the glorious appearing of Christ as judge in Isaiah 66, verses 15 and 16. And also in Revelation 19, verses 11 through 21. Isaiah 66:22. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.